I believe we are born into genius. When you were born, you were a white tablet. You have awesome potential inside you. There are lots of science talks about how little of our brain power we use over the course of our lives. When you were a little kid, you had a fire in your belly. When you were a little kid, you didn't have any problem connecting with other human beings. When you were a kid, you were an artist. When you were a little kid, you didn't care what other people thought. You were comfortable in your own skin. When you were a little kid, you wanted to be an astronaut or a professional athlete or a billionaire or someone who changes the world. When you were a little kid, you spoke your truth. When you were a little kid, you had amazing levels of energy. Have you ever seen those little kids? They don't walk, they run. When you were a little kid, you were not serious. You loved to play. That's your natural state. Now, here's what happens. From the moment you are born, you start picking up the mass thinking. You start receiving this sort of hypnosis from the world around you. If your mom is scared of money because she has money issues, she will say, "Money doesn't grow on trees." If your dad has been burned by people, he will say, "Be really careful. Don't trust people." At school, what do your teachers tell you? Dress like everyone else. Think like everyone else. Don't laugh too loud. Don't be creative. Geniuses are cut from a different cloth. Don't think too big. Play small. You start making friends, and your friends start laughing at your dreams. Then people around you, society, and the media start giving you this mass thinking, and you resign yourself to average. You spend the best years of your life watching television. You can't be healthy like an athlete. You can't be optimistic like an A player. You can't build a great company or a great team or the house of your dreams or change the world or find the love that you want. Resign yourself to mediocrity is the message that mass thinking gives you your entire life. And then, don't be surprised if you end up disbelieving in yourself, disbelieving in your genius, disbelieving in your dreams. So many of us wake up every day in fear. We're scared, and we're so frightened to leave the box. We work in a box. We drive to the office in a box. We eat lunch out of a box. We go home and live in a box. We spend 5 hours every night watching a box, and then we die in a box, and we call it a life. And my intent, my passion, my promise to you is to remind you, you're not supposed to live your life in a box and die in a box. And to remind you, don't believe that mass thinking.